ongoing conditions. In contrast to transient events, many good things are relatively stable and reliable, and these facts are all opportunities for good experiences. Right now, many places you love are still here and doing fine. For example, when I'm getting drilled at the dentist, I'll imagine Tuolumne Meadows in Yosemite Park and see in my mind the granite domes and hear the soft wind in the pine trees. Good people are in your life, and others wish you well. Look around your home, from closet to kitchen, and notice things that keep on existing, even naming them to yourself, such as, "This sink will be here for me tomorrow. These clothes will be here. These walls will still be painted. This table and lamp will keep on being useful." Looking in widening circles, consider the imperfect but still positive aspects of your society, hopefully including the rule of law, democracy, and civil rights, especially when compared to the alternatives, both in history and still widespread today. Think about culture and our easy access to music, ideas, art, entertainment, and wisdom teachings. Science and technology have advanced, offering things like refrigeration, air travel, flush toilets, aspirin, and the internet. Wider still, you can count on nature's gifts, from scampering dogs to clouds in the sky or the sound of the sea. Here's a beautiful example. There's a hillside near my house that's covered with flowers most of the year. When I'm at work in an office building, I know the hill is still beautiful. The colors, the brilliant purples, oranges, blues, and pinks. In my mind, I can see the squirrels running over the mossy rocks. It's like my little sanctuary at work, to know that the flowers are there while I sit in meetings. Sure, conditions can change. Fall turns to winter, children leave home, loved ones pass away, and positive conditions can have downsides. A big job may mean long hours of work. Still, the good conditions that do exist can be recognized, each one a valid basis for a sense of comfort, security, gratitude, relief, awe, or ease. Your personal qualities. There are undoubtedly many good qualities in your character, personality, and capabilities, such as fairness, a sense of humor, and various talents and skills. Seeing these facts and feeling good about them will lift your mood and help heal feelings of inadequacy or shame. Feeling good about yourself doesn't make you conceited. As your sense of worth grows, there's actually less need to impress others. Neither halo nor heroics are needed to have positive qualities. We all have some. But feeling that you are a fundamentally decent and capable person can be challenging if self-criticism makes you feel inadequate or self-doubting. Standing up for the truth to yourself and to others that you are a basically good person, not a perfect person, but a good one, can feel taboo. Consider a friend's positive qualities, perhaps honesty, likable quirks, and a warm heart. Would denying these qualities be a fair way to treat this friend? How would your friend benefit instead if you appreciated his or her positive qualities? Now, turn it around. Can you see your own good qualities? It's a matter of justice. You are telling the truth about yourself, much as you would tell the truth about a friend. Why would it be good to see good in your friend, but bad to see it in yourself? The golden rule is a two-way street. We should also treat ourselves as we would treat others. Observe virtues and strengths in yourself, such as endurance, patience, determination, empathy, compassion, and integrity. Also notice abilities, even seemingly simple ones like cooking a meal, working a spreadsheet, or being a good friend. These are facts, not fiction. If negative thoughts tug at you, "But I'm not always this way. Plus, this good thing is erased by the bad things about me," that's normal. Just be aware of these negative thoughts and then bring your attention back to the facts of your virtues, strengths, and abilities. Reflect on what different friends or family members appreciate, like, or love about you. Or imagine that you are observing the life of someone just like you. What does he or she give to others? What is honorable and admirable about this person? Or imagine the fairest and most loving being in the universe whispering in your ear, telling you about your own goodness. Really try to admit the truth of your good qualities. Pick one and get a clear sense of it. Maybe you are a helpful friend, or a good cook, or a decent person. Whatever it is, know that it is real. Let this recognition of one of your good qualities become a sense of gladness, confidence, and worth. Open to these positive feelings sinking into you. Consider how it helps you and others when you feel good about yourself in this way. Then, repeat this process with other good things about you. Take in the sense that you are a fundamentally good person. This woman took in the good she felt about the quality of her work. There's an awkward stage in medical residency when haunting doubts about your professional competency hover like dark clouds. To cope, I really took it in when things did go well, such as the gratitude from a schizophrenic patient others had given up on, who told me he cherished our therapy sessions together as he slowly began to regain his life. The more I let in real examples of being competent, the less I heard the negative tape playing in my head, and the happier and more engaged I felt.